Cooperation between the U.S. and Russia is difficult these days after the Russian invasion of Ukraine and the American role in leading the international effort to supply arms and other aid to the Ukrainian military. Do those difficulties extend into space and the International Space Station in particular? A lot of headlines last week suggested a big change of Russian policy and a threat by Russia's space agency to abruptly leave the space station in 2024. But our next guest says, hang on. The Russian space agency was pretty much confirming things we already knew, including the expiration of the current plans to keep the station going through 2024. Plus, it's been up in the air for years whether Russia will commit to staying longer. Well, there's a good chance that other ISS partnering countries will. It gets complicated. Our next guest is here to sort things out about what's going on in orbit. Marcia Smith is the founder and editor of SpacePolicyOnline.com. She has more than four decades of experience in space policy, including at the Congressional Research Service, the Space Studies Board, and the Aeronautics and Space Engineering Board of the National Academies of Sciences, Engineering, and Medicine. Marcia, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks so much for inviting me.
So yeah, some of those initial headlines, pretty panicky. What was really going on with this statement from Russian Space Administration leaders?
Well, the Russian space agency, Roscosmos, has a new leader. On July 15th, the guy who was running it, Dmitry Rogozin, who was a very bombastic fellow and often threatened to leave the ISS, was replaced by Yuri Borisov. And Borisov met with Putin and they made it public, which is unusual. And he said to Putin that, according to the reports from Russia, that Russia was going to leave the space station after 2024. But that got reported outside of Russia that they were going to leave in 2024, which is very different. And so there were all these headlines about Russia was going to be leaving precipitously, which caused a lot of concern because the space station really is an interdependent facility, a Russian part and an American part that really need to work together. But it was a misunderstanding of what he was saying. And he did an interview with Russian TV a couple days later to clarify that he just meant they were going to be leaving after 2024. And everyone's going to be leaving after 2024.
Right. Talk about that timeline. What is significant about after 2024 for the International Space Station?
So the International Space Station has been there for quite some time. It's been permanently occupied by crews, international crews, including Russians and Americans, for over 20 years. So it's getting old. Everybody knows it's getting old. And right now, all the partners, that's Russia, the United States, Canada, Japan, and Europe, have agreed to operate it through 2024. But the United States is trying to get everybody to agree to keep it going till 2030, hoping that by then there'll be new commercial space stations where people can continue their research. So the United States is leading this effort, get everybody agree to 2030. And we have now made that commitment. We made it twice. President Biden announced it on December 31st. And then Congress has just passed a law last week in law extending the U.S. commitment to 2030. And Canada and Japan and Europe are all expected to agree also. But Russia has been an outlier. They haven't been willing to come forward and say, yes, we're definitely staying until 2030. So that's why there's a little bit of concern about what their plans are.
Right. Given, you know, the resources all the different parties bring to the table here, can the space station be maintained until 2030 without Russia involved?
It would be extremely difficult. It is an interdependent facility. And among the things, for example, is that on the Russian side of it, they have propulsion. You have to lift the space station up in orbit periodically because the atmosphere drags it down. So you have to do these periodic reboosts. And you have to move the space station to avoid space debris from time to time. And the propulsion to do that is on the Russian end. And the U.S. segment, it has the electrical power. It has these gigantic solar arrays that provide electrical power for the space station. So it's just two examples of how it's interdependent. But it'd be very difficult for us to replace the Russian propulsion capability. NASA says that it has some contingency plans in the works, but they haven't made them public. And it's not quite clear what they could get ready in time if Russia were to leave as early as 2024.
We're talking to Marcia Smith from SpacePolicyOnline.com, looking at the International Space Station, its future, and international cooperation there. Marcia, there are lots of things floating around in orbit. There are lots of satellites. This one has humans on it, though, which makes it very distinctive. What is the argument for having, you know, people in a station of some sort, whether it's the ISS or something TBD after it?
Well, there's a lot of research that really requires human involvement. There's some that you can do without it, but there's a lot that you really need to have a scientist right there, just like we do here on Earth. So they're doing research that will benefit both people here on Earth and people who want to go further in space. So right now, the United States and some of its other partners are planning a return to the moon and someday to go on to Mars. And if you're going to have humans doing that, then you need to understand how they react to long durations in weightlessness and the kind of, you know, conditions that you have in space flight. So it's really two-pronged. One is to do the scientific research that really requires having an on-site presence of a human being, and also to study how humans react, because humans are going to explore beyond beyond Earth orbit.
And you mentioned the ISS. Even if we go to 2030, it's old. It's not going to be there forever. What kind of plans are in the works for future space stations?
So NASA is hoping that commercial companies are going to come forward and build their own space stations. NASA is going to facilitate it. They're going to provide some of the money, but they want to do it as public-private partnerships. NASA has gone all in on public-private partnerships. That's how they did the commercial crew program for taking astronauts back and forth to the space station, SpaceX's Crew Dragon. That was done as a public-private partnership. They do it with cargo. They're doing it for many aspects of the Artemis program to go back to the moon. And for space stations, they're going to do the same thing. So they basically are going to help companies. There are four companies that they're working with right now to build much smaller space stations. And NASA will just rent the capacity that it needs from them. So NASA won't own it. They'll just buy whatever services they need. And those companies, they're working on their designs. They seem very confident they're going to have something ready by the late part of this decade or 2030. And that's why 2030 is sort of this big marker as to when NASA wants to transition away from owning this kind of a space facility to just leasing whatever it needs. And other users will lease the rest of the capacity.
Now, the International Space Station, I think at some points has been seen as a symbol of, hey, sometimes even if we can't get along here on Earth, we can find ways to work together up there in space. Are you hopeful, maybe even just at this, that symbolic level, that there can be this kind of international cooperation, not just amongst allies, but even adversaries when it comes to something like this in orbit?
I think that that is one of the signature accomplishments of the ISS, is keeping this partnership together over all these years. The space station program started in 1984. And Russia came in 1993, and it's had a lot of ups and downs over these decades. And the geopolitical relationship has been changing over those decades, not just right now with the current invasion of Ukraine, but in 2014 when Russia annexed Crimea. So there have been a lot of ups and downs, and this has been one little segment of geopolitical cooperation that has stayed the course. And I think there are a lot of people who are hopeful that it's going to continue to be able to stay out of the terrestrial geopolitical realm. It hasn't been 100%. When Rogozin was still running Roscosmos, he had the three cosmonauts who were up there wave flags for the two republics in Ukraine that Russia is claiming. And that was not good. And Russia, excuse me, NASA responded to that saying it was inappropriate to do that. So maybe with Rogozin gone and Borisov taking it over, we won't see any more of that.
Marcia, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us today.
Thanks very much for having me.
That's Marcia Smith, founder and editor of spacepolicyonline.com. She's got years of experience in space policy. She talked to us today about Russia's commitment to the International Space Station, the future of the ISS, and other potential orbital stations, and some confusion that came out from Russian announcements and the coverage here in the United States about the future of the space station.